friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Parents call Hero Nanny their son's guardian angel after she sacrifices herself to save him. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A hero nanny in Brooklyn, New York, Arcelli Muschkamp, put herself in harm's way in order to protect her one-year-old ward. And because of her brave sacrifice, Mullen and Katie Dehaney will get to see their sweet baby boy grow up. They say it's hard to find good help, and that especially holds true when it comes to trusting someone to care. So even before Sally Muschkamp became a hero nanny, New York parents Patrick Mullen and Katie Dehaney already considered her a godsend. The couple needed someone to help watch their one-year-old son, Rowan, and Sally filled the role perfectly. She's been a part of our family for the past year without question. She's wonderful. She's a super loving nanny. We got so lucky finding her, Katie said. It's rare to find someone who isn't family that would give their life for your child. But that's exactly what Celie did when a truck came barreled straight for Rowan's stroller. One fateful day, Celie Muschkamp proved just how devoted she was to Rowan as the two crossed the busy New York streets. A truck reportedly going too fast failed to yield as Celie was pushing Rowan's stroller through her cross. Oh my gosh. Starting from the top of that paragraph. A truck reportedly going too fast failed to yield as Celie was pushing Rowan's stroller through the crosswalk. And with the large vehicle headed straight for them, the hero nanny made it her priority to spare one-year-old Rowan from the collision. She pushed the stroller as hard as she could and took the full impact of the truck. Our son Rowan was amazingly unscathed in the incident, and based on eyewitness accounts, Celie helped save him from almost certain serious injury or death by pushing his stroller out of harm's way as the vehicle approached. The doctors have called it a miracle, and Celie is truly our hero, Patrick explained via a Celie Muschkamp GoFundMe originally set up while the nanny was still in the hospital. The nanny's heroic act came as no surprise to Rowan's parents. That is 100% her nature, to put others first, Katie said. And while Patrick and Katie are so grateful their son is safe, their hearts ache knowing it came at such a high cost. Emergency crews rushed Celie Muschamp to the hospital where doctors placed her into a medically induced coma. However, the hero nanny eventually succumbed to her injuries. And Patrick Mullen and Katie Dehaney will never forget the selfless act that saved their son's life. We are truly heartbroken by this loss of such a wonderful soul and know she is now watching down over us all, Patrick wrote. We have been humbled and overwhelmed by the amazing outpouring of love, support, and kindness for Celie and her family. My wife and I will forever consider her the guardian angel of our son Rowan, whom she saved through her actions and sacrifice. Our thoughts remain with her family and children during this time. Bless her soul. The story of this hero nanny has touched so many hearts, and Celie is sure to be remembered for the incredible love and courage she showed before leaving for heaven. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. John 15:13. Biological parents take secret to the grave, but God reunites long-lost sisters after 73 years. Written by Hallie Wells, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Harriet Carter and Linda Hoffman, both in their 70s, might have thought life held no more surprises for them, but they learned differently when these two sisters reunited after learning about one another late in life. 76-year-old Harriet and 73-year-old Linda grew up and lived most of their lives without knowing the other existed. Though born of the same parents, Harriet and Linda were not raised together. Instead, their parents, only 18 at the time of Harriet's birth, had placed the older sister for adoption, They never share their secret with anyone, including Linda, even taking their shared confidence to their graves. The fact that the sisters found out the truth and found each other seems to have happened by accident. Maybe it was just a random bit of luck, but it's more likely that it was God's divine providence that helped these sweet sisters reunite. It was about 2 years ago when Harriet and Linda found each other on Ancestry, a website that helps people discover their history and locate relatives around the world. Harriet noticed that they shared a DNA connection and reached out to Linda, suggesting that they might be related. Indeed, the two were a 100% match. Harriet and Linda, residing in Sacramento, California and Lakewood, Colorado, respectively, began talking on the phone almost daily. Can you imagine the joy they felt during those long overdue conversations? Distance and the COVID pandemic prevented Harriet and Linda from meeting in person until December 2021. When the two sisters finally had the chance to reunite at the Denver International Airport, they hugged, held hands, and studied each other's faces and features, amazed at similarities and enjoying sisterly bonds long in the making. Harriet and Linda spent quite a while visiting and looking at pictures before leaving the airport to enjoy a longer visit at Linda's lovely Lakewood home. It's remarkable that both Harriet and Linda aren't resentful or sad for lost years. Instead, they are grateful to be together now. "I think we found each other when we were supposed to," stated Linda. Harriet, seeing the situation just as her sister, agreed. "Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever." John 8:35.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.